Et tu as été un paiement bon.
And again, JI4DOS mobile.
Four fish. I was supposed to catch a hot dog and two fish, but they didn't have any hot dogs, so I caught four fish.
Catch hot dogs like you do fish.
I guess you can't. I don't know. Maybe, well, you can there. They bend the rules a little bit.
I hear you. Well, I went out tonight. Joy decided she won't. We eat out on Thursday nights. And Joy wanted a cheeseburger. So I went a little further than I normally do. Went to a restaurant we used to go to a long time ago that has really, really good cheeseburgers. And so I went over there and got us a cheeseburger plate, and I made it back to the house. Good news is it comes with a drink, so I got something to drink on the way back home.
Drink at home, but she likes their root beer, A&W root beer. That's what she comes from Wisconsin, and they had an A&W root beer there, so she likes those. And then cheese curds, that's something I never heard of until I married her. You ever heard of cheese curds?
God, I have.
Well, they have them there, so I have to get them there, too. She's going to be disappointed, though, because she wanted a coney dog and instead she's getting two fish.
Won't get twice as mad at you. She'll just get mad at you. Instead of being doubly mad at you for not getting anything she wanted.
Well, she told me she had a late lunch, so she wasn't really that... I had an early lunch. She had a late lunch. So I was kind of hungry, and she wasn't hungry at all. So I think she'll be all right with it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it doesn't make any difference as long as we get the ladies of the house fed, and that way that we keep them happy.
That too, because she's the only one that's raking in the dough now. I'm playing hooky every single day, and she's still going to work. She does not like that at all.
Well, I can understand that. Joy had to retire a whole lot sooner than she wanted to, so she did that as well. You know, it was in reverse.
The way you think of it, right? Because you know, back when we were growing up. I don't know about your mom, but my mom didn't go to work. She stayed at home, she was a homemaker. but then sometime while we were growing up, that all changed.
When Joy and I got married and we went to California, she worked a little bit out there until Anthony was born. And then she didn't work while the kids were growing up until they were, well, like I think Stephen was... I don't know, he might have been 12 or so before she went back to work. So she was a stay-at-home mom and a homemaker. She wasn't a housewife because she wasn't married to the house.
Neither do you. So if she wasn't a housewife, then she was a Gary wife. Is that the way that works?
And, she'll tell you right quick, you know, she wasn't married to the house. She was a homemaker, not a housewife.
I hear people are selling their house just because the price of them went up so high, and then they don't have anywhere to live. we've talked about moving, but family was raised there, kids were raised there. It'd be kind of sad to move away from it, you know?
Well, I can't really say anything about that because... We moved, we downsized. Yeah, we upsized, and then we downsized. So it all worked out for the best for us. But I understand what you're saying. I always enjoyed going back to the old home place where I grew up and Mom and Dad lived, and they stayed right there until Mom passed away. You know, we sold the children, sold Mom's house, but other than that. Yeah, it was that way for a long time.
And my parents sold their house, the one my sister and I were raised in. That was kind of sad. I was thinking, no, you can't do that. But they wanted a bigger place because it was kind of small. They got that place right after my dad graduated Clemson, so and it was It was expensive back then in those days. I think he paid $30,000 for that house. And that was just unfathomable. But think of the houses like that nowadays. I don't know, they're selling for well over 100, closer to 200 maybe.
They are terribly expensive now. Well, I don't know. Since we've been in our house, let's see, 13 years, and it has gone up in value. Well, it's almost doubled, it's over doubled what we paid for it in 13 years. So, it's unbelievable what the price of houses are now.
That way, but you're absolutely right. Ours, if I think about what we pay for ours and what it appraised for when they do the taxes on it, which I don't know you could sell them for that, but that's what they want. It's what they want to pay, charge taxes for. You're right. They're over double. We got ours a little more than 20, maybe 23, 24 years ago.
I asked a man one time, I said, how can you appraise my house at this particular price? I said, my house is not for sale. And he said, well, we have to do that to kind of figure out how much the property taxes are going to be in your area, so we put a value on it. I said, but it's not for sale, so if it's not for sale, you can't put a value on it. And I said, now if I put a value on it, then you can sell it. And me and him argued back and forth there a little bit. I was pulling his chain more than anything else, but it was fun.
If they're talking about, I don't think they've done it yet. At least I hope they haven't. They're talking about making another tax, yet another tax, on what you, the increase in value, right? You haven't sold it yet, so you haven't realized that increased value, but they're talking about putting a tax on that value anyway. I hope they don't pull that one off. I really do. If they do, some of us more rational people need to get involved in politics, as painful as that would be. But anyway, Gary, I'm pulling the driveway. We're going to go in here and eat some fish. You guys enjoy those burgers. It's hard to find a good burger these days. Most of them taste like soybean. Anyway, have a good one. Tell Joy hello. Catch you later. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
W4CTW.
Either. But I agree with you. Maybe we do need to get involved in it or something. Put some people with some common sense in office instead of these. Well, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, you and Miss Amy have a good evening. What's left of it, enjoy your meal. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. W4DJW, KF4DOS Mobile.
W4CTW.
Well, hello, Mr. Tyler, KI4DOS. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. I just left Mr. Fred's house. I can't believe you sent me over to talk to such a scoundrel.
Well, good. Got you there, Stacy. Fred's a character. I enjoy going up visiting with him. I've been up to his house several different occasions. Did he make you a happy camper?
Sure did. That's why I was going to tell you, you could take it off the swap netbook while I had you on the radio.
Do that, and I'm, that's a nice radio. I hope you get a lot of enjoyment out of it. Go ahead and pick it up there, Stacy. KI4DOS Mobile.
DOS. Hey, Gary. Well, you know who I am, N4OBQ, and just want to say hey to you and Dave. I guess he done got out, went in to eat, but, just say good evening to you, and good to hear y'all. And I'll let you get back with the other party. KI4DOS in 4OVQ.
Good to hear you on here this evening. Hope you have a great evening. Don't be a stranger to the net now. I know you're up past 9 o'clock. Come in and check in with us every chance you get. Good talking with you for a brief minute. We'll say 73 to you for now. N4OVQ, KI4DOS. Go ahead, Tyler.
KI4DOS, KI4MI.
Yeah, I am there, Tyler. Go ahead there, Fred.
Hey, just want to jump in here, heard you in here, and say hello. And have to get up with you in the next few weeks to make that trip. Hope you and Miss Joy have a good evening, man. We're running in the house here. 7-3's CAD 4, am I?
Hear you on there this evening, and be listening to you on the net in a little while as well. You take care. KI-4MRA, KI-4DOS Mobile.
Tell you, as aside from picking up the radio, I got to sit there and talk with Mr. Fred for a minute, and he had a lot of interesting stories. He has done so much stuff, I could not believe all the things that man has accomplished.
I enjoy getting up there visiting with Fred and getting him to tell me about the times that they were over in Africa. Say you get him started on that, he'll talk for hours.
Told me actually some of the spears he brought back he had there in his ham shack. It was pretty cool.
He's a real nice fella. When I first got into ham radio, my wife bought me a 2 meter 440 from him, and I ran it for years and years, and I still got it in there in the closet somewhere. I hadn't had it on in a long time.
I haven't gotten, since I've gotten into this, to meet as many people in person as I probably like to, and it's always nice when I get to.
I'll be glad when they get the Ham Fest started back up. I enjoy going to the Ham Fest just to meet the people more so than trying to look for something. Most of the time, if I'm looking for something, I normally find it. But hopefully we'll get the Ham Fest started back here before too long, and we'll be able to do a lot more face-to-face QSOs. Tyler, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out, take my supper in, and me and Miss Joy are going to sit down and eat it. You have a safe trip on to the house. Enjoy talking with you this afternoon. Look forward to doing it again. W4CTW, KI-4DOS Mobile.
Miss Joy, have a good dinner. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, Tyler, is that you? KI-4WWC.
W4CTW, how you been out there today? I've heard you hadn't got on too much when I was in the work truck, but I heard you on a couple times.
Well, pretty good. It's nice to meet you. I think this is the first time we've had a
Q-show. Another class already. I remember you told me about all the different kinds of music you like.
Oh, yeah, I have. I have a wide variety of music that I like.
Has she yet?
Has not. I need to. Hang on, I'm going to put the mic down. Tell me a good album I should listen to.
I think Subdivisions is their most famous one, but you really, there's not a bad one. You can't go wrong with any. Just do a search on YouTube and find you a couple videos and watch them.
I think, if I'm not mistaken,
Rush. Concert you were telling me about when we were talking about that?
A what concert?
Same, but you told me there was a country music concert from a local band that was that Saturday when we were talking about rock and roll.
That would have been the Piedmont Boys, and no, I did not get to make it. I lived in a house with two other people that were family members, and I got to be careful about going out in crowds and stuff, so I did not go, although I really, really wanted to.
You sounded like you were pretty excited about it. Maybe you'll get to go next time. If they're local, I bet they'll probably play again somewhere close.
It may be a few months or a year or two that they should be back around. They travel a lot. I mean, they're not really a big name band, but what they do, they travel a lot. Did you look them up, or have you not done that yet?
I think I looked up and read about them a little bit. There wasn't any chance of me getting to the concert, I'm afraid. I had a previous engagement that Saturday. I don't usually have previous engagements on Saturdays, unfortunately. Time is very rare to have free time when you work all week. You get a couple days on the weekend, and they're usually booked up with work at home.
Absolutely. I know what you mean. I don't work all week every day. I'm only part-time right now, but, I'm considering doing that.
You going to try to go full-time on a bus route at some point? Is that your plan?
Well, not right now. I had to stop doing that and pursuing it. I hadn't had to stop. I just had to put it on pause because I went to a checkup, like a regular checkup, and they found that I had a high hemoglobin, and they want to check me for sleep apnea and other things. So right now I'm waiting to see what the sleep doctor tells me I can and cannot do.
With anything with doing driving, they are big on the sleep doctor. They do DOT physicals. That's one of the biggest parts of it. They really focus on that.
It's the most important thing you can get when it comes to a CDL, even the manual. So I read that in the manual, and it went over that a lot. The main reason I'm not able to do this right now is, of course, that, because I do not have all of my hands. So, right then and there, they said that they could not make my DOT valid until I go and get an evaluation from the FNCSA.
Yeah, are pretty by the book and pretty strict, and they've got a lot of hoops to jump through. I have a friend who's a truck driver, and he's been doing it for a number of years, and just in the repeat stuff you have to do, he tells me about some of the hoops you have to jump through, and it sounds like a whole lot of work.
It ain't no fun, I'll tell you that right now.
You will figure out what you want to do, and you'll get it worked out one way or the other. I think you probably have enough determination to figure it out.
I do. It's going to take a long time of doing stuff, but it'll get better if it's meant to happen. Right now, I'm actually looking to transfer into a different job with the same company, just be more like a janitorial work at a school. Then that, I could do full time and get paid year-round.
Benefit, too, of a more regular schedule, I would say.
Absolutely, and if I get the second shift, I wouldn't have to go in until 1 o'clock, and then I'd get off at 7. Or that would probably be 12 o'clock that I have to go in. Either way, I'll find out if I get it.
I hope you get it, sir. I really do.
Much. How's your day then, Tom?
Pretty typical for a work day. It's usually a couple problems every day of the week. There's always something to work out or figure out. That's just the nature of the construction business. And not a bad day Thursday for me because it's my last full day of the week. I only work till noon on Fridays, and that's usually just paperwork and kind of clean up stuff and wrapping everything up for the week. And I'm looking forward to, hopefully, from the look of the sky while I'm driving, it's not going to rain this weekend, hopefully, and we'll have some nice sunny weather, because it really it eases my nerves and really helps me to relax, to get outside a little bit on the weekends. I'm cooped up in the office a lot during the week.
Well, that sounds nice. You like to go fishing?
I'm a good fisherman. I hunt, and I'll fish for fun, but I wouldn't like to rely on fishing to put food on the table.
Yep, I know how you feel there. I want to get my hunting license. If I can get my hunting license and I can get me a good sized deer, sometimes you can have meat that'll last you an entire year, like lots of them.
For me, but this past year, I hunted more than I've ever hunted in my life, and I didn't get a single deer. In fact, I only saw two. And thankfully, my dad got a couple, and he gave me one. So if it wasn't for that, my freezer would be pretty empty looking as far as deer meat is concerned.
Well, you got a lot of good people watching out for you, sounds like. I'm glad. You're lucky to have people that watch out for us, that's for sure.
I can have, but right now it is turkey season, and I might try to go a time or two if I can get some time, but I've never shot a turkey in all the times I've tried. They are pretty smart, they have very good eyesight, and it's really hard to sneak up on them or to lure them in. You got to be really good at calling, which I am not. W4CTW.
Well, good thing I can't have turkey, because, I'll be running around like a chicken with its head, because I'm trying to just get one to eat.
I always thought the most unfortunate thing about turkey season is that it's in the spring. Seems like everybody would prefer to shoot a turkey around Thanksgiving, wouldn't you think?
That's more like it. Of course, you know, when you can actually eat the turkey, it's more like it. I can't have turkey because it sends me into anaphylactic shock. And any time you cook the turkey in the house, in the stove, and you have the scent of the turkey being cooked blowing throughout the house, I can't be in the house because it won't affect my breathing.
Allergic to turkey, not just a little bit, man, that's, I tell you what, I would rather be allergic to turkey than chicken, though, because there's a lot more chicken in recipes around than there is turkey.
Well, that's an unfortunate news. It's the same exact reaction with chicken as well.
Man, so you were a seafood and a red meat eater then.
Forget the turkey, don't forget the turkey.
Yeah, but it sounds like, hey, at least you know, at least it's not some, you know, strange food that you try for the first time and you're like, oh no, I didn't realize I was allergic to it. You know what to avoid.
After 23 years of dealing with this kind of stuff, it kind of teaches you how to handle it. If I told you how many food allergies I had, it would blow your mind.
I was allergic to chicken before, but I did know somebody who was allergic to eggs, and I learned when I met them exactly how many things have eggs in them that I didn't realize, and it's a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't just have anaphylaxis allergies and regular allergic reactions. I have allergic reactions that only happen inside my stomach, and I had the literally eat one food at a time for a week and have lots and lots of procedures for probably 10 or so years to be able to eat what I can eat now. And I had a G-tube until I was 15 years old in my stomach because I could not sustain enough nutrition.
That is really rough. Sounds like you're doing better now, though, right? You've gotten a little bit better from that, and you're a little bit more over it, sounds like?
So I'll never be over it. It'll be the rest of my life that I've got to deal with this, but yeah, it's a lot better than it has been in previous years, yes.
Moving in the right direction, then, and you got a handle on it. That's what I mean, so that's good to hear. Talking about food, I'm about to swing in and get some food myself here at the drive-thru, and I'll let you go, and I'm sure I will talk to you sometime in the very near future, but I'll say 7-3 to you for now. W4CTW, I'll be clear on your final.
You go get you some grub. I'm hungry myself, although I've got me some popcorn right here and a TV, and I think I'm going to watch me some Buffy the Vampire Slayer and eat the rest of this popcorn. Well, I'm late for
supper. 73 to you, so the tower and take yourself to you again to AO4WWC.
I'm clear.
4ULB, monitor.
ULP and 4ZLK. Good evening, Alexander.
And how are you today, Shane, if I got that right? I think I did.
I'm doing well. Yeah, you got it right. I'm headed home today. Haven't heard you on in a little while. Glad you guys are well.
I got time to get on the radio since the last 2 days, so, you know, but, you know, just been a little bit busy and had some free time today, so I decided I'd just, you know, jump on the air.
Get your HF radio working?
It's all up and running, well, ish. I have a new problem now. It will transmit, it does everything perfectly fine almost, except my drive control kind of got gummed up and it's really hard to move, so I can't really adjust my power too easily. So I have to get that fixed, which that's pretty easy fix anyway, I hope.
You say your power setting, your power adjuster is gummed up?
Correct.
What's that at?
Move it some just with a lot of work, but roughly it's set around kind of right where I need it, about 75 to 100 watts.
Yeah, it'd be good to get that cleaned up, but at least you know where it, you know it's putting out power. Sometimes you can talk, all over the world and with 10 or 15 watts or more. It just depends on conditions, but at least everything else is working. Have you made any contacts?
Contacts so far, one in Puerto Rico, it was just a short one because the guy sounded like he was contesting, and then once in Arizona, he was only coming in about 5.5 on my radio, and I was only about coming in 5.5 on his radio, so he decided to end the QSO because we could barely hear each other. Just I got his name and I got his location, but fuzzed out too much for me to get his call sign.
It's like that. I'm assuming this was on 10 meters?
Correct. The only band that I have privileges on right now.
Morse code, you'd have privileges on the others, too.
I thought about doing that. I'm just not sure yet. I think I'd probably want to get my general before I learn CW.
You've got the rest of your life. There's all kinds of things to do with ham radio, all kinds of different types of communication. So you'll find what you like best. Well, that's good. Yeah, 10 meters during that contest was open pretty good. One morning, now this has been several years ago, but I had a little 10-meter mobile rig in my truck. I dropped the kids off at school. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had it on 10-meter FM, and I talked to a guy on a little island off of the coast of Scotland. He was coming through like you and I are talking right now on FM.
That's pretty good. Just that you mentioned you're mobile and doing that, I just got a question. How do you create a mobile HF rig antenna? Just out of curiosity, because you have to somehow figure out how to string a dipole across your car, or what?
I think people have tried things like that, and, on the 10, that'd be too much. 10 meters probably all you could do, some sort of quarter wave maybe, I don't know. But they make vertical antennas, just like your car radio has an antenna sticking up in the air vertical. They make them mostly for 10, 20. I mean, I think you can get some 40. And who knows, maybe an 80 meter too. I'm not sure. I know Yaesu has a system. It's like a screwdriver antenna that will cover all the bands. You just push a button on your radio and it'll raise or lower to the height you need it. But I just had a 10-meter vertical. Wasn't much longer than my vertical I've got for my 2-meter right now. It's not a mag mount, but very similar. Just has a larger coil in it. So that's how they do that.
Neat. Seems like it'd be also handy to have that setup where you just put a button on your radio and that antenna. Wow, yeah, that'd be really nice to have. you know, except right now, I do like the classic rig. It just, you know, doesn't have a button raising and lowering button for the antenna, but has a pretty expensive cost to that, too.
$300 or $400 for that, maybe. I could be wrong. Maybe a little more than that. I've actually thought about it because I spent so much time in this truck. I've thought about doing that. It's designed to mount off of your bumper, I think, on the back of the vehicle. But you can do 440, 2 meters, 440, and then all of the HF bands on it. I don't know how well it works, but I've read people say they can make some good contacts with it, so I'm sure it does work.
You know, maybe, you know, when I get older and have a job to, you know, get me some nicer equipment to do that, but, you know, right now I'm kind of have a limited budget, you know, pretty much it's Christmas and birthday, but, anyway, I'm not complaining about my setup I have here. I really do have a nice one, you know, it fits my purpose that I need now, just, I don't know about you, but there's always something new and catchy that they have out there that you look at and would be handy to have.
Well, I spent many years with just basic equipment. I still don't have a lot compared to some guys, but you just got to be, content with the things you have. Life's a lot easier if you're that way. If you're always looking for the next big thing, you cannot be as happy that way. So, but anyway, I got to go. I got to make a phone call. My daughter asked me to call her. When I was talking to you, I was in a place where I don't have a good phone signal. So I waited till I got through that. But good to hear you tonight, Alexander. Hope you have a good evening, you and your family. And I'll talk again. KO4ULP and 4ZLK.
Please have a good rest of your evening, and you are right about being content, you know. I don't look too much, because I can't really get it anyway, so I'll let you go here. 7-3, this is KO4QLP, and I'm clear.
0TR, KO4NUE. 0TR, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
KO4ULP monitoring.
KO4ULP, KO4NUE. How are you, Alexander?
How about yourself? Chad, I just got a question on, I've heard that you're the one running the fox hunt for that guy that's been interfering a lot with the radio.
Question.
How close are you to getting him and how is it really, I've kind of heard that you kind of tried to zero in on the signal somehow, you know, can you explain that, to me just a little bit more?
I'll make a deal with you. After I catch him, I'll explain how it works. How about that?
Yeah, that makes sense. I forgot about that, so that works.
But tell me about some of your HF contacts. How's that going?
Going fine. You know, I have it up and running, except for the traffic control being gummed up, but that's not really easy fix and nothing all that big. You know, at least I can still operate.
Where have you made contacts?
Oh, and Arizona.
That is neat. That's really neat. I made a contact 2 weekends ago in Spain, and that was really exciting for me. Really exciting.
What band was that on?
14.3s. It's 14, 20 meters, I believe. I'll have to go back and look at my log, but it was just like he was sitting right there next to me, and my wife was in the kitchen. She heard when he replied, and she came in and listened to him for a little bit. We were both excited.
Would be nice to contact someone that far. When I get my general, I'll definitely, that way you can put a few more antennas and, try farther.
Okay. Well, have you given any consideration to getting your general ticket?
Have. It's just buckling down and studying for it. I definitely want to get it just, you know, really disciplining and the discipline of taking the time to study.
I get it. That is a challenge. I understand. But I think that's something that you'll enjoy if you decide to go that route. But you know, 10 meters is 10 meters is a good place to be too.
Question. I'm not sure if it's safe to just, you know, well, good to discuss this over there, but it's about that guy. You know, I was told that somehow if I hear him, I need to report him.
You have my email address and my telephone number. Just shoot me a text with your call. And whether you could hear him on reverse or not.
I'll make sure I'll do that because about a week ago he was on a lot, and so I'll definitely do that. And okay, you know, the guy that told me that, he was pretty sure that's what it was, just told me to verify it with you.
Alexander, I want you to listen to me for a second, okay? When that happens, you can't pay attention to things like that, okay? I have been in this hobby for not as long as others, but people like that are not very good people, and when you hear things like that, you have to tune them out and just understand that there are not some nice people in this world. And partner, I wish I could tell you that that was different, but it's not. That's just the way it is. But when things like that happen, you just keep whoever you originated the conversation with, you try your best to continue on with that conversation, and you don't even listen to people like that, because it's just not worth your time.
I just you know, have some questions. That's the only reason really why I'm discussing about him. But if he decided to come on now, I've been told, and I just, you know, just I don't even pretend he's not there. And and sometimes, you know, if he starts saying more than his regular, I'll mute the radios, you know, just, I don't want to hear something that I really shouldn't. So, yes, I never try to, get him all kind of heated up and try to pick a fight. I definitely kind of did that. I didn't talk to him personally, but I was talking to the kind of another operator, and kind of about him, and it upset him. So, anyway.
Right. So, if that happens again, you do not talk with him. Do not even acknowledge that he's there. If you try to have a conversation with him, that's not number one, it's not professional, and number two, you know, you wouldn't want to do anything to violate your license. So if you talk with QRM, which is man-made interference, then you can violate your license. So the best thing to do is just ignore people like that, and whoever you were having the conversation with, just continue to have the conversation with them. The hard part, Alexander, is not letting that kind of stuff affect you as a young man. You can't let things like that I'm not good at things like this. you just have to tune him out. How about that? But don't try your best not to quit the conversation, because that's what he wants. I might be overstepping my bounds here, but you're doing a great job, bud. You're doing a great job, and this whole community is really proud of you for what you've done so far. So just stick with it, and don't let it bother you.
I've never made a direct kind of, I've never called him out and made a direct remark, how do I try to hold the conversation, say something to, and let's just put it that way, I've never tried to say something to him, I pretty much ignore him, and I'll definitely keep to make sure I definitely never try to try to pretend he's not there. I'll keep that in mind, and so anyway, what else have you been up to?
Well, Bent, the past 2 days with my wife down at Myrtle Beach, and I honestly don't know why I keep going back. I think it's been probably 10 or 15 years since I've been to Myrtle Beach, and I hated it then, and I hate it now. So just not my idea of a beach, you know what I mean? But I enjoyed time with my wife. How about that?
So, is the actual beach an ocean that you don't like, or is it like the city crowded part of it, or what?
I enjoy nature a lot. I enjoy being outside and seeing things the way, the way our Creator made them, and have found a way to really enjoy that, just the way it was made. And when you see, all of the stores and the flashy lights and all of the traffic and things like that, it's just, it's not my cup of tea, if you know what I mean.
I see what you mean there. We normally go down to the Myrtle Beach every year, but we just kind of stay at the campground, and it's a quiet campground and pretty much down the beach, and we'd go in the off season, so it's not crowded, and pretty steer clear of downtown.
Exactly, you got my point. I like to be on the beach where it's an actual beach, and you can kind of enjoy the, just enjoy the surroundings and all. But when you got so much hustle and bustle going on, it just detracts from the natural beauty of things, and that's just not my favorite. But I'm not saying it's a bad place. I'm just saying it's not my favorite,
Everybody has their, favorite places. That's, everybody's, crazy different, which is good, Some people might hate the beach, love the beach, It's all, kind of, well, yeah, just, yeah. Anyway, all right.
KL4NUE and KL4ULP. Well, Alexander, I am at my destination, young man. As usual, I have really enjoyed the conversation. And you hang in there. And you don't let things like that bother you. But I'm gonna have to sign off. And this is KL4NUE 73, young man, and you be safe, and I'll see you on down the lot.
And this is KO4QLP, and I'll be clear. KO4QLP, Marjorie.
Does he just
WZ listening.